The U.S. Department of Justice today filed an appeal in a case against the city of Philadelphia over so-called sanctuary city policies. WHYY's Laura Benchoff is here with us now to discuss this development and to take a look back at what this term, sanctuary city, has meant in our region as President Trump approaches his one-year anniversary in office. Hi, Laura.
Hey, Mary.
So since the summer, Philadelphia and the Department of Justice have been battling in court over whether the city cooperates enough with certain federal immigration enforcement policies. What are those policies?
So the term sanctuary city or sanctuary jurisdiction doesn't really mean any one policy. But early in his term, President Trump issued an executive order directing the Justice Department to find ways to cut funding to those cities or places that it considered sanctuary cities. So what the Justice Department did this year is they said to Philadelphia, hey, in order to get these funds we normally give you, you need to prove that you share information with federal immigration enforcement, and you need to give us 48 hours heads up anytime you're going to release somebody that we've let you know we would like to arrest. And so the city sued over this, and Pedro Tulante, So the city sued over this, and Sozi Tulante, who is the city solicitor for Philadelphia, he explained to me how they were able to convince this judge, U.S. District Judge Michael Bailson, that they do share information with ICE.
The judge found that we already comply with that because we share information in various databases in various ways with the federal government, including ICE. And so ICE knows who's in our facilities.
Now, the Department of Justice is appealing that judge's decision.
So Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, can and does still operate in these cities. How easy is it for them to do what they do, Laura?
So ICE officials in statements and at press conferences have said repeatedly that it makes their jobs harder, that it's more dangerous for them to go out into a community setting to make arrests. But as you said, they do still make arrests here. And what we've seen from ICE's own numbers is that they are making more arrests, or they did make more arrests in budget year 2017 than the previous year. The most recent year, they made 5,000 arrests in an enforcement area that covers Pennsylvania, Delaware, and West Virginia. And the year before that, they only made 3,600. So that's a pretty significant leap. And in Philadelphia specifically, the agency publicizes when it has done stepped-up enforcement to target the so-called sanctuary jurisdictions. Like in September, ICE arrested 107 people in Philadelphia, and they called it Operation Safe City, which explicitly named Philadelphia and Denver and other cities across the country that they single out as not cooperating to the extent that they would like. And we're also seeing arrests happen at different places around the city. Bobby Allen, a colleague here at WHYY, did some reporting about how arrests are happening at local courthouses. And I should say that while a lot of attention is paid by the federal government to the idea that they're going after criminals, the numbers do show that we are seeing more people without a criminal record being arrested now.
With all of these arrests, can we call Philadelphia a sanctuary city? And who does use this term?
A lot of people use it. It's an easy shorthand, and I would say that the media uses it. Philadelphia officials do not use the word sanctuary. They prefer a term like welcoming cities. And the Department of Homeland Security uses it in its releases when it's talking about arrests it's made. And they use it to sort of imply that such cities like Philadelphia are harboring dangerous criminals. But at the same time, pro-immigrant groups also use the term. Shayla Quintana is a community organizer with a group called the New Sanctuary Movement, and she says they use the term as a kind of rallying cry.
It has mobilized a lot of people around it, and it has pushed cities to take stances when the federal government was targeting them and targeting their immigrant communities.
So as you can see kind of how both sides use this term differently, it's used sometimes as a slur or sometimes as a hopeful symbol, and it really depends on who you're talking to.
All right. Laura Benchoff, thank you so much for joining us for NewsWorks tonight.
My pleasure, Mary.